Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Freedom Caucus welcomes new leadership as Representative Rachel Rodriguez-Williams takes helm. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Wyoming Freedom Caucus will see a leadership change heading into next year's legislative session. State Representative Rachel Rodriguez-Williams of Cody will take over as chair, replacing Representative John Baer of Gillette, who has held the role for 4 years. Baer has played a key role in shaping the group. According to Cowboy State Daily, his efforts were recently recognized at a national summit in Dallas, where he was named the best state lawmaker among 12 states with Freedom Caucus membership. Voting was conducted by a panel that included former President Donald Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Although stepping down, Baer says he will continue to support the group and help guide its future success. Baer hopes the caucus will continue to grow beyond its leadership. Baer told Basin Radio he is proud of how much the Wyoming Freedom Caucus has grown in the last few years and that they have become a household name. Baer said he believed in order for an organization to grow, it needs new leadership with fresh ideas, which led him to the decision to step down from the role of chair. Rodriguez-Williams, known for her strong pro-life stance and as the sponsor of a 2023 law that made abortion illegal in most cases in Wyoming, expressed her honor as being selected to lead the group. She vowed to continue the caucus's success using what she calls normal common sense solutions. Cowboy State Daily reported the caucus has seen rapid growth, expanding from 14 members before the 2022 election to around 26 lawmakers. Following a successful primary election where the caucus won 32 of the 46 races it endorsed, the group could hold a comfortable majority with 37 members in the Wyoming House of Representatives. Representative Chris Knapp of Gillette will serve as vice chair, while Representative Tommy Strzok of Douglas will act as secretary. Baer hinted that former vice chair Representative Jeremy Haroldson of Wheatland may pursue a leadership role in the House. Rodriguez-Williams has promised to focus on correcting what she calls the malicious record created by the liberal media and stressed that the Freedom Caucus members are normal, common-sense people who care about Wyoming's future. Police investigating hit-and-run crash near City Pool. Gillette police are investigating a car crash that occurred on Wednesday night near the city pool. A 19-year-old woman reported that a 20-year-old man was driving her blue Chevy when he lost control, causing the car to go down a hill and off a retaining wall. According to police captain Jason Marcus, the man left the scene after the crash. The incident resulted in over $1,000 in damage to the car, as well as minor damage to city property. Officers are still looking to speak with the man involved as the investigation continues. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.